This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoyne, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoyne, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoyne. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic on this Sunday before Martin Luther King Day. We've got high school basketball for you coming up in about 20 minutes. Opening tip-off between Rushi and Tri-Village. Should be an outstanding boys basketball game. These two clubs combined 26 victories, one loss. Rushi 14-0, 8-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Tri-Village 12-1 on the year, unbeaten 7-0 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Rushi Division 7, Tri-Village Division 6. Raiders have been rolling right along, having beaten Anna in the last two games by similar scores, 68-36 and 63-36. And we covered the win two nights ago, the triumph by 27 by Rushi over Anna. Raiders really have not had a close call all year long. Titus games, a 15-point differential on the road at Minster, 55-40. Home win against Coldwater, 57-40. You look down through the list, the last eight victories for Rushi have been by 34, 26, 32, 27, 45, 32, 32, and 27 points. At Tri-Village, really not much different. Tri-Village lost its opener on the road on Saturday, November 30th, down at Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, 66-60. Since then, 12 triumphs in succession, including a 100-33 victory, a 76-49 triumph, a one win, 78-36, another 79-25, one more, 84-26. Coming off a Friday triumph at National Trail, 63-48, other than the loss, closest game all year for Tri-Village, which last Wednesday beat Dixie by a score of 70-33. Rushi turns teams over, Chuck. They cause, on average, 18, 19 mistakes a game. They lead to probably 30-plus points or better for the Raiders at the offensive end. Tri-Village turns it over less than 9 times. Something's got to give in this game today between Tri-Village and Rushi.
I promise you that Tri-Village is a well-coached basketball team. They're solid in their ball handling, and they're solid in their concept of what they want to do. And Trey Sagister, 6'3 junior now, and I can't believe he's 6'3, is as good a shooter as we're going to see all year.
And what, wasn't he 5'3 just a few years ago?
It seemed like it. I mean, his freshman year, he was kind of small, but he's grown up, filled out. But I'll tell you what he's always been able to do is shoot the three, and he will be doing that today. Rushi knows that, and they're going to have to put some size on him.
I'll make this point. Yeah, Tri-Village is a lot of Sagister, 25 points, 4 points a game. 53% field goal shooter in total, 44.5% behind the arc. But in a recent victory over Dixie, he was held to 7. He was triple teamed.
Yeah.
7 points is all he scored. Richards 22, Black 12, Gray 10 in that game. They do have some balance. The one big advantage Rushi's got over Tri-Village, Chuck, is experience. The Raiders have some well-seasoned seniors. They've been through the wars. And Tri-Village really is a pretty young club. Sagister is a junior. You look down through the varsity roster, I don't see a senior in the bunch.
There's not.
Nope.
Now, if they got about 3 or 4 juniors, and this is a team that's been together and played together a little bit, they're going to be a tough one. Rushi's going to have to play well today. Rushi should win, but they're going to have to play well.
Raiders have been clicking on all cylinders. And what makes them go, Chuck, is the balance. Excuse me. Braylon Cordonier, 15 points a game. 3 other scores between 11 and 12 per outing.
Oh, yeah. You can't go out there and say, oh, we're taking him out of the game because there's just too many. And, I mean, that's what Tri-Village is going to have today with Sagister. They're going to try to take him out of the game, and somebody else is going to have to pick up the scoring.
Other notable stats for the Rushi Raiders, 57% on two-pointers for the year. That's because a lot of them are down below the foul line, in the paint, the layups virtually. 57% on two-point shots, 30% behind the arc, nearly 70% from the free throw line, only 9 turnovers a game, as I mentioned. And Rushi limits teams to 37% on twos. That's a remarkable stat defensively for Rushi. The opponents shoot only 37%. That's 3 out of 8 on two-point basket attempts.
Well, when you can hold somebody to 37% on twos, and you can turn them over 18 to 20 times a game, that's a recipe for 30-point wins, which is what they've been getting.
Yep. Game 4 of the MLK Classic here at Fort Laramie is coming up. It is Rushi and Tri-Village. Game 3 in progress. It's a good one. A minute 22 to go in the fourth quarter. Tippecanoe leads Minster by a tally of 55-51. Minster led most of the first two quarters. Tip has overcome Minster in the last 7-8 minutes or so. We're late. I said third quarter. I should have said fourth. 55-51 Tip over Minster late in the fourth. I think I said third by error. First two games were lopsided. Expectedly, Marion Local routed Maumee Valley Country Day. Unexpectedly, Jonathan Alder blew out Versailles. That game was a much wider margin than I ever expected.
It was a 30-point game at one point. They got it down to 20 at the end, but the worst score I've seen on the scoreboard was wandering down to go down to the media room, and I looked in the JV gym, and it just ended. I just saw the end of the third quarter was 48-0. So I'm glad we're not doing that game, because I probably would have gotten in trouble.
We're not going to comment on who was playing.
Not going to say a word about that.
1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Tip 55, Minster 21. Fourth period, this game concluding. Then there will be a 20-minute gap between the closure of this one and the start of Rushi Tri-Village. We are on the air for this game, and then the next one after this one between Fort Laramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy. Hope to have on the air with us for 2 or 3 minutes a proud sponsor, Seth Hyatt of Hyatt's Details and Rentals, car details and rentals in Newport, just north of the 6647 intersection. He should be with us shortly. We'll return with more from here at Fort Laramie High School Basketball today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Game three of the MLK Classic has finished. 60-52, tip over Minster. C.J. Bailey of Tip with 21 points named the MVP of the third game of the day here at Fort Loramie. 60-52, tip over Minster. A few minutes ago, we teased you a little bit about these two clubs upcoming, Rushi and Tri-Village. Rushi Raiders led in scoring by Braylon Verdonier, 15 points per outing. He is a better than 40% three-point shooter, 4.5 rebounds a game, 70% at the free throw stripe for Braylon, having a terrific senior season. Dominic Francis, 11 points a game, 6.5 boards per contest. Vince Borchers, out front at guard, 71% free throw shooter, close to four steals a game, five rebounds, four assists. solid all-around performance by Vince Borchers this year. And Benjamin York at 11 a game, a 29% three-point shooter, four boards. He's been coming on of late. I think he's had six of the last seven games in double figures. For Tri-Village, Trey Sagister, 25.4 points per game on the year, 44-45% from three. Dom Black at 12.5 per game. Noah Finkbein, 10.9. Griffin Richards, 7.1. Brecken Gray, 6.8. Good balance in scoring after Trey Sagister. Josh Sagister, superintendent of schools, head coach of Tri-Village basketball. It's year number 17, spanning two different stints. Spencer Cordonier at Rushi has coached 23, 24 years all told. About 10 years as a head coach. This is his 11th, 5 coaching girls, 6 coaching boys. Spencer Cordonier, head man at Rushi, too, does a terrific job. We're back in just a few minutes more from the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Game 3 goes to Tip over Minster. Game 2 was won by Jonathan Alder over Versailles. And in Game 1, Marion Local clobbered Maumee Valley Country Day. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, key building components for sure. Rushi's defense wants to stifle at least a little bit Sagister for Tri-Village, keep him down around 17, 18 points. He averages better than 25. Meanwhile, Tri-Village can't get caught up in this trapping, pressurized defense of Rushi, which will turn you over time and time again. Tri-Village has got to take care of the basketball. That is for certain.
key building components for today's game, which opened the doors to success for these two clubs, Rushi and Tri-Village. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Francis Schulte, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors that are available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hey, make your next play call to Financial Wealth, to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Phone 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We're experiencing major growth and are expanding our staff of financial advisors. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Marion Local Chuck took care of Maumee Country Day as expected. Maumee, very young team, small team, with the exception of the center, sophomore, listed at 7 feet, might have been every bit of 6'10 or 6'11.
He was 3 or 4 inches taller than what's his name from Marion Local. So I'd say he's a good 7 feet tall.
But Niekamp was 6'9.
Yep.
Well, if he was a foot taller than Niekamp, that makes him 7'9.
I said 3 or 4 inches.
I knew what you said. But then in game two, Versailles was humbled by Jonathan Alder. That was a shocker, very lopsided. Game three, a good one. Coming from behind in the second half, Tippecanoe defeated Minster by a final of 60-52. And we expect a good clash here. These two teams, Rushi, Tri-Village, both kind of itching for a real good, well-competed game that goes right down to the last few possessions. Neither one's really had it. Tri-Village lost its opener. But since then, blowouts for the most part for both clubs.
Well, you would love to have a close game today as long as you win. So, I mean, that's how it breaks. If not, you want another 40-pointer.
Right. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. We serve Ohio and several more states. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround, just a week. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. And we say hello to another proud Rushi sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road, which began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986. There was just one customer at that time. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level positions available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at A&M Pallet in Rushi. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. That's 295-3093 to apply for work at A&M Pallet. A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. About 10 minutes before starting lineups in the opening tip, we're anticipating a very good basketball game here. I think Tri-Village would say that Rushi is the best game on its schedule to date. And probably Rucci's going to say, at least on paper, Tri-Village is its top opponent today.
Yeah, it would be their top, yeah, but they also got Marion Local. So they've got some more games that are going to give them a struggle.
Yep.
I think this is the last one for Tri-Village.
We'll return with more from here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie in a few minutes. Rucci Tri-Village next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rucci, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rucci, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hello once again. Welcome back to the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee alongside Mitch Westeride, Director of Athletics at Fort Loramie High School, and boys basketball coach. Mitch, another successful event. It's the fourth one, the fourth MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. Good crowd, outstanding teams, and a lot of fun. Excitement so far. We're only halfway through the event.
Yeah, like you said, fourth year here. We started here today at noon, and there's barely been any open seats here for all the games. You know, that's what happens when you have high-quality programs here, great fans that just love basketball, and I think they're getting a treat right now. And shoot, here in 5 minutes, we got Rushi Tri-Village, Rushi undefeated Tri-Village, one loss, and it should be a good one.
On a crummy weather Sunday afternoon, there's nothing better to do, right?
Yeah, might as well be inside. I don't know where this snow came from, but yeah, might as well get in here. It's warm out, or warm in here, and like I said, some high-quality basketball is about to happen.
I look forward to your number five next season.
Yes, absolutely. We look forward to it. Should be another great day.
Mitch, thanks so much.
All right, I appreciate you guys covering us.
You're so welcome. Mitch Westerheide, Director of Athletics, head boys basketball coach here at Fort Loramie. We'll return with more from here at the MLK Classic. We're back in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We are so pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com before today's Rushi Tri-Village game to have on our pregame segment with us Seth Hyatt from Hyatt's Details and Rentals. That's Car Details and Rentals, located in Newport, just north of the 6647 intersection. It is on the right as you travel north, just beyond the intersection as you head toward Fort Loramie. Seth, you're a 2023 Rushi grad, an entrepreneur. You and your dad do one heck of a job. I've driven 50, 75, 100 miles around. I can't find a shop, a place, an establishment that does the kind of service you do, the detail work on automobiles, trucks, buses, cycles, vehicles of all kinds. Congratulations. And tell us about your operations at Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport.
Yes, sir, Jack. Thank you very much for having me on the air today. I'm pleased to be here. First, I can't answer this question without giving credit where credit's due. It's amazing to be here. I've been incredibly fortunate to be surrounded by hardworking, passionate people who inspire me every day. It's truly an honor to have my dad and my brother as partners in this business. Together, we've created memories that will last a lifetime. And their dedication and effort are the driving forces behind the scenes of our operation. They're the reason that we are able to keep moving forward, and I couldn't be more grateful to share this journey with them.
Hey, tell me about the tinting service. I know it's really popular.
Yes, sir.
The tinting service at Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport.
Yes, sir. We just started doing window tinting last year, so it's been a little up-and-coming thing. It's been quite the hit for this area around here and everything. We'll basically do any 10% you like. It's get that nice heat quality and everything, rejection out of the car. It's very top-of-the-line product that we use it for.
Hey, here's an off-the-wall question.
Yes, sir.
What if I'm covered up with salt and grease and grime and snow and ice? Can I get a good old-fashioned car wash at your place?
Oh, it don't matter what it is, from a car wash to ceramic coating or window tinting. It doesn't matter. We do anything and everything in between.
And the women especially love the way you fluff and clean up and make spick and span the inside of the vehicles too.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true. Many, many moms seem to come through all the time with the family vans and stuff. It seems to be a sure treat for them.
Seth Hyatt from Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport.
Yes,
thanks so much.
Oh, no worries. I'm happy to be on the air with you, Jack.
Being a 2023 Rushi grad, I think you're probably pulling for the Raiders.
Oh, it's a little bit today, I guess so.
We got Rushi and Tri-Village coming up next. We've got more just around the corner. Starting lineup soon on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dittman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dittman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
I tell you what, Chuck. Game four, good time, middle of the afternoon for the headliner matchup, two juggernauts. Only one loss between them, Rushi and Tri-Village.
Should be a heck of a game. This is the one I've been looking forward to.
Starting lineups as follows for the Rushi Raiders. Dominic Francis in the middle, 6'6", and a senior. He's joined by Benjamin York at a wing, 6'5", senior. Braylon Cordonier in the opening five as well, 6'4", senior. Also starting is Benjamin York, a 6'5", senior. And also in that opening five for the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers, a 6'2", senior. Zeb Schulze is the fifth. He is a 6'2 senior as well. Opening tip to start the game was won by Rushi, and posting up quickly below the foul line is Braylon Cordonier, who drains a 14-footer.
Well, they're playing a zone. He got in the middle of it and then hit about an 8 to 10-footer. That was a nice shot.
Dom Black, a sophomore, 6'6". Trey Sagister, a junior, at 6'3". Noah Finkbein, 6'3", junior, in the opening five for Tri-Village. Griffin Richards, a 5'11 sophomore at guard, with Casey Hollinger, a 6'2" junior forward. Ed Dom Black gets an inside shot for Tri-Village, matching the two-pointer from Braylon Cordonier of the Raiders. We're tied at two apiece, a basket each way in the opening 1 minute.
That's a 6'6 sophomore, and I wouldn't take the charge from him.
Here is Borchers outside the arc, high left. Borchers looks inside against the zone from Tri-Village. Ball lob cross court, left corner, Zeb Schultze. Ball pitched on top to York for three. It hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Rushi's got it below the rim. Holding foul committed by Tri-Village. So for the Raiders, five seniors in that opening quintet. Zeb Schultze gets the starting nod. I'm sure we'll see Jackson Grogene off the bench pretty shortly. Ball lobbed into Schultze, 25 feet away. Whips it into the right corner. Handled there by Borchers, who fakes right, goes left. Ball's tipped away and out of bounds by Tri-Village. Dominic Francis, 6'6". Braylon Cordonier, 6'4". Benjamin York, 6'5". Good size for the Raiders. Pulling down a lot of rebounds as guard Vince Borchers. He's everywhere, makes assists. High shooting percentage. Quarterbacks the attack. There's a good shovel pass by Cordonier, who caught the ball low on the right. Hit Zeb Schultze, slicing through the paint. Schultze caught it, tried to go up underneath and score. He was wrapped up and fouled. He'll get two at the stripe. Game tied, a basket each. Less than 2 minutes gone. Schultze, 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces at the free throw line. His shot is in, 3-2, Rushi. Rushi Raiders have sparkled this year in most every category. As we noted in the pregame, opposition shooting two-pointers at less than 38% against Rushi. That's because of the Raiders' fantastic swarming defense. Second free throw by Schultze, lipped out to the left. Tri-Village snaps the rebound. Ball thrown outside the arc, high right, handled there by Sagister to Griffin Richards. Here's a straightaway three ball. Sagister, no, his foot was inside the line by an inch or two. It's a deuce.
Well, that was a tough shot, though. Hand in the face.
Tri-Village takes a 4-3 lead. York throws foul line to Cordonier against the zone. He looks to shoot, can't. He's guarded well. Now Borchers, deep right corner. Out to Schultze between the circles. Raiders trying to run their zone offense against the Tri-Village D. Borchers foul line, hits a man low on the right. It is Dom Francis. Oh, his four-footer spins in and out. Stick back, no. Again, yes. Dominic Francis, 4-2, 5-4, Rushi. 5:16 to go, first quarter. Here's Griffin Richards throwing to Dom Black at the elbow on the right. Throws baseline to a cutter, slanting to the rim. It is Richards. He's got an opening. Yes. Didn't use his right hand, went with the left. Well done around the Rushi defender. 6-5, Tri-Village. Tri-Village in the road gray, blue numbers outlined in white. Rushi, home white, gold numerals trimmed in blue. Here's Benjamin York, foul line, steps below it. Fadeaway 10-footer shy of the mark. Rebound of a Black at Tri-Village. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors the Patriots, who lead at 6-5 with 4:41 to go here in the first.
Yeah, York made that a tougher shot than it needed to be.
Token pressure by Rushi in backcourt. Tri-Village brings it down. Racing up the left side is Griffin Richards through the top of the circle. Leaves it in the corner for Kaysen Hollinger. Hollinger, a 6'2" junior. And we've got a kick of the basketball by Rushi. Tri-Village will inbound. Dom Black, 6'6", senior sophomore, or I should say sophomore postman for Tri-Village. Griffin Richards is soft. Noah Finkbein, a junior, on the court. And Trey Sagister gets an opening, and he pots a nice jump shot, a beauty by Sagister, to lift Tri-Village to an 8-5 lead. He got a screen after receiving the inbound and let it fly and zipped it in from 16 feet. Quickly, Rushi forecourt to her left. Benjamin York shy of the mark on the three, which hits the rim, flares away. Tie-up occurs on the rebound. Rushi benefits from the arrow, down by three now to Tri-Village. 8-5, Patriots have been very efficient at the offensive end. Haven't missed much so far.
No, they have not. I just looked around. This place is full.
Here's Jackson Grogene with the ball in the left corner. Out to York. York slashes down the lane. changes hands right to left and attracted a two-shot foul. 3:50 left to go, opening quarter. Tri-Village 8, Rushi 5.
Second foul on Black. That was kind of an iffy foul right there.
It looks like York avoided him. It appeared that way. York Benjamin contorted his body to shoot it around Black, who was said to have tagged him ever so slightly. First free throw by York is short. Both teams shooting fouls around 67% or so on the year. Second shot by York with Tri-Village leading 8-5. It's up and good, 8-6. Haven't seen Rushi play every game this year, but an 8-5 deficit, though it's early on, quite rare.
Well, this will be good for them.
Here's Tri-Village running the weave. Sloppy pass to the right side of the floor. Intended on the play for Richard. Stolen by Rushi. Oh, look at Borchers go. Borchers down the floor. Barrels into the lane. Goes to the rack. Looked like he might have been undercut. Was the Tri-Village player set? It's ruled a charge. Could have gone either way. One of those tough 50-50 calls. And Tri-Village gets the benefit of the doubt. 8-6 Tri-Village. 3:32 left here in the opening quarter. Tri-Village in backcourt. Griffin Richards up the right side. On the weave to Trey Sagister. Now to Dom Black playing with two fouls. He's got it at the high post. Oh, he threw it to no one. Rushi stole it. Dominic Francis down the floor. All the way to the rim. No good. Stick back missed. And then laid in. Vince Borchers followed up the tip miss by Cordonier to make it an 8-8 tie. And we've got a turnover backcourt Tri-Village.
Well, they're putting pressure on them, and Tri-Village is doing a good job. They've turned it three times, but only once for a basket, so they need to continue to take care of the basketball.
3:07 to go, opening quarter. Rushi 8, Tri-Village 8, Borchers between the circles, left side pass, Cordonier. Zone defense, Tri-Village, slowing Rushi down here at the offensive end. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Francis, near side Grojean. Jackson Grojean on the floor for Zeb Schulte. To the elbow on the right to Borchers. He carves out space in the lane. His shot sticks on the back of the iron. Kerplunk, it falls through. Five straight by Rushi, which leads 10-8. Out of control, Griffin Richards down the lane for Tri-Village. Wild shot, no good. Rebounded by Rushi. Chest pass cross court, intercepted by Tri-Village. Here come the Patriots down the floor. Sagister cutting in from the left wing all the way to the rim for two.
Not just a three-point shooter anymore. That young man has blossomed.
There's a long three. Braylon Cordonier, Rushi high left. It matched his number, 24 feet strong off the back rim. Rebounded York. Foul line to Francis. Ducks under the defender. Got it for two. Well done by Dominic Francis, working on Black of the Patriots, who's got a couple quick fouls. 12-10, Rushi, a minute 47 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Sagister, 30 feet away, handoff to Griffin Richards. Coming out to catch, it's Hollinger, now to Noah Finkbein. Oh, back cutting through the lane and catching the pass low on the right is Finkbein for Tri-Village. Good reception, and he goes right to the back of the iron for two. Well done. Finkbein muscled inside. Oh, here is Rushi doing some quick passing of its own. Cordonier high left, finds an open player, Benjamin York, down low on the right. Excellent assist, two-pointer by Rushi. Matches the basket from Tri-Village. 14-12 Raiders. Look at Sagister split a couple Rushi defenders. It's blocked outside the lane on the right.
You got a ball. Even if you beat your man, you got a couple of shot blockers behind you. You got to know where they are.
Ball bounded out of bounds. Tri-Village will throw into the right of the rim. Rushi up 14-12 after trailing 8-5, 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sagister catches on the arc, doesn't shoot the three. Instead, tries a floater in the lane, overshoots it. Rebound Rushi, 3-on-3. Trailers Grojean, he's walloped on the arm. Foul to Sagister of Tri-Village. Four team fouls on Tri-Village. The next one means Rushi shoots two. Zeb Schulte in for Dominic Francis. as we close out the first quarter. 46 ticks to go, 14-12, Rushi. Borchers at midcourt for the Raiders. Left-hand bounce. Goes right side to York. Deep right corner, Cardonier, who looks over the zone. Ball whipped to the foul stripe to Schulze. On the arc, Cardonier. Baseline right is York. Open, but he overshoots it by a foot or two. Airballed it strong, and Tri-Village with the board now has a chance at the last shot. 20 seconds to go, opening period. 14-12, Rushi. On the bounce near midcourt is Trey Sagister. Being guarded by Vince Borcher. Sagister, herky-jerky move, goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. 7 to play, nearly a travel violation. Hand off to Richards, 25 feet out. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to a teammate, fading away. Finkbein at the buzzer, hit the back brace and kicked away, and the first quarter's in the books. Rushi 14, Tri-Village 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We are about set to begin the second quarter of action here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Tri-Village, Rushi Raiders, two-point advantage, Rushi. Tri-Village possession to start quarter number two, and the Patriots, far side of the floor, can't get the ball inbounded in 5 seconds. That's a turnover, Rushi ball, far side of the floor, York inbounds to Borchers. Outside the arc on the left to Grojean. Left corner, Zeb Schulze. Dominic Francis on the bench as we kick off play in the second period. Deep right corner, York. Bounce pass below the foul line to Cardonier. Loops up a 10-footer. Bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Tri-Village. Here comes Sagister. Over the Fort Loramie logo. Stops behind the foul stripe. 17-footer short. He glances off the rim. Rebound, Cardonier. Two-on-one break ahead to York. Driving layup, yes. Cardonier, York. 16-12, Rushi. 7:22 to go here in the second quarter. Dribbling hard up the floor. It's Tri-Village. Brecken Gray, 5'11 freshman, in. Ball thrown from the arc down inside to Black. Black fires left corner to the three-point shooter. And it's good by Brecken Gray. He just entered the game, the freshman, averaging just under 7 a game, hits a big triple, 16-15, Rushi by 1. Here's a bounce pass by Rushi through the paint, kicked by Tri-Village. 6:55 to go, second quarter, Dominic Francis back on the court for Rushi. Zeb Schulze out. Grojean remains in at guard. Inbounding below the rim, Braylon Cardonier for the Raiders. On the arc to Borchers. Borchers whips the pass right corner. Here's a long shot launched by Cardonier. It is too strong. Easy weak side rebound, Tri-Village. 1 point lead, Rushi. 6:40 left here in the second quarter. Here's a poor pass by Tri-Village across the top of the key. Rushi's got a 2-on-0 break at the other end, and York swirled a dunk around the rim. It came out, and the rebound was tipped around out of bounds off Tri-Village.
I'll tell you what, Benjamin, on Friday night, the dunk he had, he barely kept control of. He needs to just lay him in.
Rushi to Grojean, out back. High right to Borchers, 16-15, Rushi leads. Nobody guards Vince. He lets it go from 27 to hit the rim. Backboard tie-up occurs, and possession arrow favors Rushi. Raiders sustaining this offensive possession. Need to make it work.
They have 8 offensive rebounds now here in the first minute and actually, what, 10 minutes of the game?
Baseline right below the rim. Borchers lobs that back to Grojean. Defender flies by, and Grojean drills a three-pointer. Jackson Grojean, a trifecta. Rushi by 4, 19-15. Near steal at the timeline, but Borchers, he thought he had it clean from Griffin Richards. The official says, not so fast.
Look clean to me.
4-point lead, Rushi, 6:11 to go, second quarter. Tri-Village inbounding backcourt. Veering right is Griffin Richards, picked up by Grojean. Ball whipped to Black at the foul stripe. Back to the hoop. Hand off to Sagister. Cordonier picked him up on the curl. Sagister wanted to drive to the basket, couldn't do it. Sagister gave it up, got it back. Cordonier on him. Deep left corner jump shot. Man left open for Tri-Village, and it's popped in. Good-looking jumper by Noah Finkbein. 10.9 a game. 61% shooter from the floor. Brings Tri-Village within one. Jackson Grojean counters for Rushi. A long-range bomb. Wow. He's got 3.
He has the ability to bomb in 3s. That's 2 in a row.
A trifecta by Grojean. 6 points from him in 35 seconds. 22-18 Rushi. 5:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Here's Don Black. Oh, a great backdoor cut by Sagister, who feels the bounce pass and lays it through. 22-20, Rushi up a bucket. Raiders forecourt to our left. It's Grojean behind the arc to Cordonier. Fires right corner. Francis hits a cutter down the lane. Francis to Cordonier, 2-pointer. Good assist making by both teams. 24-20, Rushi, 4:52 to go, second quarter. Black, top of the circle for Tri-Village, bobbled, gave it to Sagister. Ball on the floor momentarily. Sagister digs it off the hardwood, throws it long cross-court to Gray. Out back to Finkbein. 4:34 to go, second quarter. 24-20, Rushi over Tri-Village. Hand off between the circles to Griffin Richards. Grojean on him. Ball thrown deep right corner. Sagister behind the screen. Here's a big fadeaway jumper. Clanged off the rim. Rebound on the deck. Borchers has it for Rushi. Breaks ahead of the pack. Lobs it to Cordonier for the finish. Oh, the Raiders like a bunch of thoroughbreds on that fast break.
They love to run the floor, and they do it well.
26-20, Rushi, Raiders' biggest cushion. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Don Black in the post. Nearly walked. He did. The officials picked up a little late on what I saw. Yeah. That was a violation. Rushi a chance to go up 8 or 9. 3:58 to go in the second.
I think you're right, because he slid his foot and then he lost his balance.
Timeout call. Raiders up 6 halfway through the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new local community go-to store. Rushi in possession, attacking up 6 with 3:33 to go here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, back to the basket. It's Borchers, finds an open player, cutting in from the left corner. Oh, a great pass spotted by Borchers to Benjamin York, who concluded the play with a layup. 28-20, Rushi in the half court, getting the job done now. biggest advantage for Rushi. Sagister dribbling between his legs behind the foul line. Rises up and misses an 18-footer off the heel. Rebound Rushi. Here goes Borchers. He strides to midcourt. Goes to the foul line, twisting, turning down the lane. Shovels to a teammate, Francis, who pitches on the arc to York. Right back inside for Borchers, through his hands and out of bounds. So stop by today to Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Tri-Village attacks. Here's a long three by Brecken Gray. Deep left corner. No good. It's off the back iron. Long board to Rushi. Down the floor to Grojean. Grojean rose up. Not sure if his tippy toes remained on the hardwood. It's ruled an up and down violation. Close to call. 28-20. Rushi up 8. 2:38 left here in quarter number two.
I think that was what they call an anticipation call. He anticipated him leaving his feet, and he did not.
Here's Griffin Richards, midcourt, veers left, open alley to the basket, doesn't shoot. Throws opposite to a teammate, then the ball is fed on top to Noah Finkbein. Deep right corner, Sagister. Out back to Brecken Gray. Gray goes to the foul line. Jump shot deflected. Rushi's got the board, 3-on-2. Long pass down to Dom Francis, got it for two. Rushi fast breaking Tri-Village right off the floor now in the second quarter. Raiders have built a 10-point spread, 30-20. 1:55 to play till halftime. Overplay outside the arc on the left by Schultz and nearly stole it. Here's Dom Black looking for Sagister on the back cut. Sagister dribbling now, elbow on the right, a lot of contact, ball is pried loose by Rushi. Raiders quickly down the floor, it's Grojean. Grojean to Borchers, cross court left corner, York sizes up a three, it bangs off the back rim. Rebound Finkbein for Tri-Village. A minute 28 to go, second quarter, Rushi up 10. Sagister walks it to the center line, York on him. Ball thrown high right to Richards. Richards airmails one. Far side of the floor. Rushi got a piece of it. Out of bounds to Tri-Village. Oh, I've been in Schaefer Market. I love the layout. I go right to those Mahaffey pies, Chuck.
I would too.
Oh, that chocolate cream, that chocolate peanut butter cream, and the cherry, the apple, the fruit pies. Love the layout, love the selection at Schaefer's Market in Fort Loramie on South Main. You'll love your old favorites, and you'll like the new items, too. 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. Sagister's open. Look at him. Blitz to the rim. He took a pass from Brecken Gray. Did Sagister outside the arc on the left. They cleared out for him. Did Tri-Village. And he burst to the basket. Great driving shot. He beat the defense from Rushi. Fouled. He was tagged on the wrist as he laid it through off the backboard. 30-22. Rushi ahead by 8. Sagister at the stripe for the and one. Free throw by Sagister around and in. 30-23. Rushi ahead by 7. Biggest lead was 10 at 30-20. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Raiders will bring it down. On top of 7 points, it's Cordonier at the center line. Cordonier dribbles, hands off to Borchers, right back to Cordonier. Now Borchers, they look at the clock, 48 ticks to go. And against the zone defense, Chuck, Rushi is going to play a little four-corner action and take it down inside 15 or 10, no doubt. Up 7, let's play for 1, says head coach Spencer Cordonier, late in the second period.
Well, you're up 7. There's no reason you get the last shot. The worst you can be is up 7.
Down to 23 ticks on the clock, late second quarter, 30-23 Rushi. Borchers, ball on his left hip at midcourt, right in the Fort Loramie logo. Borchers looks left, now bounces, 11, 10, goes to York, back to Borchers, fakes right, goes left, Borchers, mid-range, back to the basket, four to play, in trouble, turn around, fade away from 20 feet, no good, offensive rebound, bouncing, it's in, it counts, what a play, Zeb Schulze on the backboard for the Rushi Raiders, boosting Rushi to a 9-point bulge, 32-23 at the break. Terrific offensive board work by Zeb Schulze.
Boy, he went up in traffic. What a grab.
Well done by Zeb. 9-point lead Raiders over the Patriots at the halftime break. 32-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Another proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies, and Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Thank you so much. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in the community of Fort Loramie. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 9-point lead Raiders at the break, Chuck.
Well, it's a 17-6 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 9-0 on the offensive boards. Three turnovers for the Raiders. Patriots turned it 7 times. Tri-Village went to the line once, made it. Rushi went to the line twice, made one. Individual scoring for Tri-Village, they were led by Trace Agister with 11. Then they dropped down to Finkbein with 5. They scored 12 and 11, 23 for a half. Rushi was led by Benjamin York with 7. Then they got 6 from Grojean, 6 from Francis, 6 from Cordonier, 4 from Borchers, 3 from Schulze. 14-18, and they lead it 32-23 at the half.
9-point lead, Rushi over Tri-Village. Long-awaited game. Contest number 4 in the MLK Classic of 6 games here at Fort Loramie today. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Rushi enjoys a hard-earned 9-point advantage over Tri-Village, 32-23. We are seconds away from the start of our third quarter of this game. Understand the Philadelphia Eagles lead the LA Rams 16-13 very late in the third. Fourth and two for the Eagles in Rams territory, about 8 or 9 yards on the plus side of the 50. Here we go. We start the third quarter of our broadcast here at the MLK Classic, Rushi Tri-Village. Tri-Village inbounds, and Zeb Schultz, he takes it away. He starts the third quarter just like he finished the second when he got the big tip before the intermission break to close out the first half. He makes an interception here, jaunts the other way, journeys to the rim for an easy cripple, a layup, and Rushi is in front by 11. Double-digit lead for the Raiders. Sagister between the rings for Tri-Village. Goes to Dom Black, foul line. Oh, Sagister cuts. Black hits him. Layup Sagister for Tri-Village.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see who was guarding Sagister that time, and I won't say the name anyway. Whoever it was did a horrible job defensively.
Yep, Sagister shook him off, that's for sure. How many for Sagister so far, Chuck?
13.
Yep. Here's a nice inside pass. Schulte hits Francis, who dumps it off to Bredonier for an easy deuce for the Raiders. 36-25, Rushi, 6:49 to go here in the third. Tri-Village has the ball 30 feet away. Sagister controlling it on the dribble. Bounces to Black mid-range. Pivots, almost walked. Fed it to Gray in the right corner. He darts the baseline. Challenged on the left-hand runner. And Fort Loramie might have gotten a piece of the ball. It hit the backboard rim, came away. Raiders have Borchers down the floor to Schultze. Over to Francis, punched away. Rushi gets it back, deep left corner. It's Cordon, your pull-up, Jay, from 15. Swish! Rushi up 13, 38-25. 6:09 to go here in the third. Sagister to midcourt for Tri-Village. He slips down the left side of the floor. Double teamed right in front of the Tri-Village bench. Patriots need a timeout. 5:59 to go. Third quarter. 38-25 Raiders over the Patriots on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burnham, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here we go. Tri-Village inbounding to the left of the scorer's table. It goes in backcourt to Brecken Gray on the bounce. High left, gives it up to Finkbein. Good outside jump shooter. Now it goes to Sagister. Finkbein screens, then rolls. Trying to hedge is Rushi, which overplays and reaches in and fouls. 38-25, Rushi on top of 13. 5 minutes, 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding Finkbein, the 6'3 junior. Lobs backcourt to Griffin Richards. Richards dribbles, stops his dribble at midcourt. Here comes the trap. He manages to get the ball away to Sagister. Schultze scraps with him for the ball, and Schultze got a piece of it last, right in front of the scorer's table. We had a good view of that one. Tough angle for the official. He nailed the call right on. Tri-Village retains it. Ball thrown to Richards in backcourt. reaching in, is Borchers, who steals. And then Borchers' pass is deflected by Tri-Village. The officials will get together here and get the call correct.
They do. Boy, what hands by Borchers that time. He just picked him clean.
Rushi possession, that cross-court pass thrown by the Raiders, was tipped ever so slightly by Tri-Village. Angle was altered. We saw it. And the officials conferred very quickly and got it right. Outside the arc in the right, Schulze for the Raiders. Open player high left as Borchers starts to drive. He's choked off. 38-25, Rushi, 5:14 to go, third quarter. Borchers deep left corner. Fires on top to York, shot fake, lobs down inside to Francis, who catches up to the right of the window, and he drops it in off the backboard. Oh, boy. You talk about synergy.
Yeah. Well, that's a 15-point lead now.
Cohesion right there for the Raiders, 40-25. Rushi leads it. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Richards outside the arc to Finkbein. Finkbein stopped momentarily. Good overplay by Schulze on the intercept. Schulze staggers, stumbles in the lane. Late pass to the trailer. Francis up and good. Whoa, 42-25. Tri-Village needs a timeout. They're not taking one. Sagister over the timeline. Fakes right, goes left. York stops him. Errant pass to Sagister, right to Schulze, who's played a heck of a game. Outlet to Borchers. Borchers coughed it up. Back the other way, Brecken Gray flips it on the run to Sagister. Over the shoulder catch, a bounce up and good. And Tri-Village now gets the timeout, 42-27 Raiders. 4:12 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Chuck, you and I were commenting off air seconds ago. Tri-Village somewhat deficient with its interior offense.
They are a perimeter team, and I tell you, they shoot it okay. Sagister's a beast. He needs some help.
Zone defense by Tri-Village, which trails by 15, was 17. It's 42-27 Raiders, 3:56 to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, it's Borchers. Whips the pass, baseline right to Gradonier, mid-range, back to the basket, double-teamed, wrapped up and fouled. Team foul situation, one each way here in the third, which has been played cleanly. Ball lobbed into the lane to Gradonier. Double teamed, and here comes a third. And the ball's pried loose by Tri-Village. Finkbein jerked it right out of the hands. Three players cornered Gradonier. He had no chance. Sandwich was put on. It was stripped up the court. Finkbein gives it up high right to Brecken Gray. Gray on the bounce. The 5'11 freshman throws it to a teammate left corner. It's handled there by Griffin Richards. He chucks up a bomb, and it sprays off the rim and goes out of bounds. Rushi will take that. Raiders up 15, 3:19 to go, third quarter, 42-27 Rushi. Vince Borchers left-hand bounce, top of the circle. Gradonier coming out to catch his Francis. Hand off to Borchers, back to Dominic. Deep right corner, York. Bounce pass on the interior to Gradonier. He's bodied by two players. Black gets him on the arm. Gradonier was shooting. Two free throws next. Black's got his third foul for Tri-Village. He is the inside presence for the Patriots. He plays out around the foul line in their offensive sets. The free throw by Cordonier is right on the money. 43-27 Raiders, who shoot it at 67% at the stripe on the year. Second free throw, Cordonier, upcoming. Francis sits briefly for Rushi. Cordonier's got a pair. 44-27 Rushi. Cordonier, 70% foul shooter on the season. Midcourt, Sagister for Tri-Village. York on him. Benjamin, 6'5". He's got wingspan of a 6'8 player. Top of the circle, handled there by Hayden Hunt. 6'4 sophomore is in. Top of the circle to Sagister. He lights it up from trifecta territory and zeroes in. Long range shot by Sagister.
Got 18 now.
44-30, Rushi. 2:32 to go here in the third. Borchers at the elbow on the right. Squeezes into the lane. Muscles. Shoots it. Scores! And he's fouled. The ball rolled around the rim three or four times. Tri-Village bench wants to travel. Not sure if Borchers took an extra hop among the cluster of players. It was close. He was given the benefit of the doubt. And he banked it home. He was jammed on the shoulder. His left shoulder, as he released it with his right hand, he sinks the free throw. Not sure if the scoreboard's right, Chuck, or not. No, it's off. It says 45-30.
47.
Yeah, Brucey's up by at least 17. Three-point play, but Borchers offset the three by Sagister. One from behind the arc by Tri-Village. Borchers triple the old-fashioned way. 2:19 left in the third quarter. There, the scoreboard's right, 47-30. In favor of the Raiders. Sagister on the arc, starts to drive, flips it to a teammate deep in the right corner. Here's a long three ball. It's good. Griffin Richards pours it in. 47-33. 14-point lead, Rushi. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. Left wing, it's Jackson Grojean for the Raiders. Gives up his dribble. Oh, he leads Borchers. A good entry. Borchers catches with the right hand and lays it through with the left. 16-point lead, Raiders, a minute 40 to go here in the third. Fine angle pass by Grojean. Timed perfectly. Sagister out near midcourt being hounded. He's on the dribble. Borchers takes it away. Three on one, Rushi. Out ahead to Schulze. Shot fake in the lane area. He is batted on the arm by Tri-Village. Schulze's shot was short, but he is at the stripe, awarded two free throws. 49-33, Rushi, a minute 26 to go here in the third. Boy, the trapping defense from the Raiders, Chuck, has been suffocating. The heat's been turned up here in the Fort Loramie gym.
Yeah, I mean, this is their strength. They can certainly shoot the ball, but their best offense is their defense.
Right. First free throw by Schulze, short. Second one on the way, good. 50-33, Rushi matches its biggest cushion, 17 points. A couple of substitutions each way. Sitting down for Tri-Village is Finkbein. Having entered is Hayden Hunt. He's back on the court, sophomore, 6'4 player. John Black's got the ball in the arc. Deals to Sagister. Goes between the legs against Borchers. Jumps up in the air 17 feet away. Thought about shooting. Belatedly passed it. And he was flattened to the court. Foul on Rushi. 1:09 to go here in the third. Rushi 50, Tri-Village 33. As the Raiders have steadily inched ahead, it's now a 17-point gap. Big deficit facing the Patriots, who need to line it up from behind the arc. Inbounds pass, right corner, Sagister starts to drive, goes to Black, back to Sagister, baseline right, a leaner, short, but a foul, and Sagister gets two at the stripe. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Located at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We will style, you will smile, beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you do it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Both free throws by Sagister were no good, and Fort Loramie got the rebound, romped to midcourt with it, and before Tri-Village could tie up the Raiders, they get a timeout. 51.9 left in the third quarter. Rushi ahead by 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Rushi possession, final three-fourths of a minute as we close out the third quarter. 50-33 Raiders. They lead Tri-Village. Hey, remember Barker Insurance now, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years. It's earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. North of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Rushi holding for the last shot, third quarter for Donyer, top of the circle, spin move in the lane, drops it off to York, and he nearly has it taken away from him. Physical play by Tri-Village. I think a tie-up is called. Arrow favors Rushi with 2.7 to go in the third quarter. Raiders ahead by 17. Borchers lobs into Cordonier at the elbow. He's got to shoot. Rises up, and he's hacked on the arm. 0.2 of a tick to go in the third period. And Cordonier, in the act of shooting, was nailed. And he's got two at the stripe. Chance to push the bulge to 19 at the end of three. Braylon Cordonier spins the ball in his hands and swishes the free throw. 51-33 Rushi. Dominic Francis checks onto the floor for Benjamin York. Second shot upcoming. Cordonier. One bounce, a second in the air. Good again. Like radar. Perfect. That closes out the third quarter of this game. Rushi 52, Tri-Village 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Public address here at the MLK Classic, announcing that Braylon Cordonier has topped the 1,000-point mark in scoring in his career. The senior having a splendid game here today for the Redskins. I know he's made four straight free throws, 14 points overall. We start the fourth quarter. Black's got the ball at the foul stripe for Tri-Village. Throws to Sagister on the arc. Goes to the elbow. Foul line extended left. The jumper's away. Short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which is up a 19-52-33. Borchers foul line not guarded. Leans in. 12-footer short. Borchers rebound. Dumps it down to Cordonia for two. Boy, the Raiders seemingly eyes in the backs of their heads.
They've got 11 offensive rebounds.
Dribble drive, Tri-Village, taking it to the rack. Griffin Richards, left-hander, foul against Rushi. 54-33, biggest deficit faced by Tri-Village here today. With 7:22 to go in the third. Free throw by Richards, short. Southpaw missed it. Shot number two upcoming. He lifts it up and through. 54-34, Rushi. 7:20 to go in the fourth. Here's Borchers outside the arc on the right. Gets the screen from Francis. Francis rolls. Borchers in the lane. Throws on the arc to Grojean. Grojean high left to Cordonia. Raiders in no hurry at the moment. Cordonia on a weave to Schulte. Schulte passes to Grojean, 30 feet away, now 20 feet away, foul line, jump shot, Grojean, good. Jackson Grojean shook himself free, and he nailed the two-point jumper, 56-34, Rushi. Deep right corner, Sagister for Tri-Village out in the arc. Bounce pass to Richards. Right back to Sagister, 30 feet away, here comes the double team. He tries to split two and then throws it away in the right corner. That's what the Rushi defense will do to you.
Yeah, well, they're getting frustrated now. I mean, they're down 22. They haven't seen a deficit like this all year.
Well, you panic a little against Rushi's D and you'll throw it away a lot.
Absolutely. They've only turned it 14 times. I mean, that's a few, but that's not terrible.
Yeah, that makes a big difference in this game, though, here today. And the lead for Rushi is 22 points, 6:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Grojean from the left wing, angle pass to the post, ball volleyball all around, tip thrown on the arc to Grojean who shoots the tray. Rim, backboard, no good. Offensive rebound, York, no good. Look at Rushi crash the glass. Foul on Tri-Village eventually. Raiders thumping him on the boards.
I think that's Cordonia got that last rebound. They are pounding on the offensive boards.
Couple of free throws for Braylon. Offensive glass work by Rushi has been terrific in this game.
13-0 on the offensive boards.
What a nightmare for Tri-Village. You simply cannot overcome that. First free throw pumped up there by Cordonia. Bounced around. Did it come off or go in, Chuck?
It went in.
It went in. Second one did, too. Two free throws by Cordonia of Rushi. First one, soft touch. Feather-like hops on the rim. Second one, dead center. The lead for the Raiders is 24. 5:52 to go in the fourth. Here's a long three ball by Richards. High left. Swish. A trifecta for Griffin Richards of Tri-Village. Raiders are led by 24 with 5:50 to go in the third. That was the biggest cushion of the night. Here's the ball thrown top of the circle. Francis down inside to Cordonia. Up with the left. It dances off the rim. No, that was Borchers who took the shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 21-point game. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Sagister doesn't use the black screen out high. Sagister drives, powers to the rim, short. Good defense by Rushi. Long pass down to Francis. To Cordonia. Back to Francis for two. Oh, highlight reel stuff. Wow. 60-37 Raiders. They have gotten goals in transition one after another in this game today. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Rushi up 23, 60-37. Tri-Village straight away. It's Noah Finkbein. Finkbein hand off to Sagister. Fakes right, goes left. Wild horse shot. Foul line extended left. Way off the mark as the Rushi defense tied him up. York got the board, dribbled down the floor, poked away from behind by Richards to Sagister. Left corner for three. It clangs off the flange. Long rebound to Grosjean of Rushi, which leads by 23, 60-37, 4:22 to go here in the fourth. Porchers between the circles for the Raiders. They slow it down. Tri-Village has been zoned most of the game. They're still in some kind of a zone, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they haven't come out of it.
Deep left side, Borchers goes baseline to York. Hits the cutter coming in from the right corner. It's Francis. Bounce pass to Beauty. Layup finishes it. 62-37 Raiders. Up 25. Halfway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Yep, up a 25, midway through the fourth. Rushi substituting. We see Zeb Borchers has entered. Also on the floor is Landon Monin. Borchers 6'3", Monin 6'6", both seniors. Tri-Village with the ball between the circles. Trailing 62-37 to Rushi. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Dribble drive, Richards has a lane, angles through it from the left side of the floor, streaks to the rim and banks it down. Good play by Richards. And the lead for Rushi's 23. Twisting and turning, it's York right down the pipe, through the center of the floor, below the foul line to the rim for two more. Good mobility shown there by Benjamin York. And that two-pointer by him earns him a finish of the afternoon. He's on the bench. 3:19 to go in the fourth. 64-39. Rushi up 25. On the floor now for the Raiders is a quintet, which includes Schultze, Zeb Borchers, Landon Monin. Here's Richards off balance. Jay, 22-footer outside the arc on the left. It hits the rim short. Big time scrum. Scrum continues more, and Rushi digs it off the hardwood. Long pass, outlet down the floor. Driving layup, Raiders. It's good. Landon Plyman, 6'2 senior, who's in as a sub. He gets two. 66-39, countering Richards. Outside the lane on the left, arches it, overshoots it. Rebound jammed against the far wall off Tri-Village. Rushi basketball up 27.
I've mostly been paying attention. I have Tri-Village for one rebound in the second half. And I'm telling you, I'm right.
Are you sure it's not negative one?
Well, they could be. They haven't played very well.
Raiders have dominated the glass, and that's an understatement. 2:30 left to go here in the fourth. 66-39 Raiders, who have the ball forecourt to her right. Ball kicked all around, loose on the deck. And Tri-Village comes away with it and throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how the day's gone for them.
It's it in a nutshell right there. They got the loose ball. They tried to hustle down the floor, get it to someone quickly after digging it off the hardwood and threw it over the end line. Ball lobbed into Landon Monin. Outside the arc on the right, it's thrown to Micah Grishup, who's in. Cooper Unreferth is on the floor as well. Baseline left, a short shot by the Raiders, rolls off. Tri-Village has it. 2 minutes left in the game, 27-point difference. Tri-Village dribbles at center circle. High bounce by Brecken Gray, and Rushi swipes it. Here's Zeb Borchers up to the top of the circle. Gives it behind the arc to Cooper Unverfirth. Near side, Micah Greasup. Minute 40 left to go in the fourth quarter. 66-39, Rushi. Raiders hang on to the ball. Fire it to the left side of the court. Here's Landon Plyman in traffic, and it's clawed away by Tri-Village, which gets the steal. 1:25 to go. Dribble drive down the lane. Extra pass, Tri-Village, and the layup is in. Nice play by the Patriots, finished by Carson Bettinghouse, a junior, 6'1", who's come in. He got the assist from Gavin Richards. And with a minute 17 to go, the lead for Rushi is 25. Another change for the Raiders as one Unverfirth sits. That's a Cooper. Caleb is in for him. Caleb Unverfirth on the court. Down to a minute to go. Tri-Village pressuring at midcourt. Patriots get the steal. Here's a run out the other direction. And the driving layup by Kaysen Hollinger is good. 66-43. Four straight points by Tri-Village. 52 seconds to go in the fourth. Rushi's got the ball deep in the right corner. Zeb Borchers cuts through the foul lane. Pitches back on the arc. Then it's turned baseline left to Landon Monin. His short shot blocked, deflected, taken away by Tri-Village. Long throw down the floor. Patriots caught over the shoulder and laid in. Colt Camacho, 6'2 freshman, gets a deuce. 66-45. Tri-Village with six in a row here in the final 90 seconds of this game. It was as much as 27 at 66-39. The Raiders hold the ball at midcourt, and that's going to do it. Under 10 to play. Rushi, a dominating performance. Tri-Village played the Raiders even for 12 minutes, 11 or so, into part of the second quarter. And then Rushi put on its patented blitz. And the Raiders whipped up on Tri-Village here today, giving the Patriots their second loss of the year. Rushi remains undefeated. The Raiders 66, Tri-Village Patriots 45. And we'll return in a few minutes to wrap it up on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
But the Rushi Raiders substituted freely down the stretch, built a 27-point lead, won by 21 over Tri-Village, 66-45. Rushi dominated every which way, especially on the backboard. The floor game for the Raiders was excellent. The assist-making outstanding. Rushi got a lot of close-in shots, performed well at the free-throw line. Got points in transition. That was Rushi's bread and butter here today. As when Tri-Village did turn it over, Rushi was headed the other way most often for an easy basket, winning by 21 points. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. So, Ohioans, you can get your dream home. It awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. fmbank.com for the F&M Bank Home Buyer Savings Account. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Good balance from the Rushi Raiders in this game here today.
Yeah, they were led by Cordonier, who got player of the game according to the PA announcer. He had 18. They got 14 from Dominic Francis. They got 9 each from Borchers and York. They got 8 from Grojean off the bench. They got 6 from Schulze, who I thought had a terrific game.
Yep.
7, I already had 3, where am I? And then 2 from Landon Blyman off the bench. They scored 66 for the game. Tri-Village had 1 person in double figures. That was Trey Sagister with 18. He's my Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, I'm going to go with Schulze and Cordonier.
Schulze was excellent. The senior performed extremely well here today, as did Braylon. And this segment of our presentation being brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
What's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread
the Palazzo and Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And so many thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, Locale. It came to Jackson Center, Shelby County, from L.A., California, back in the early 1980s. Locale has been on board with us ever since 2006 and 7, a founding sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. And we would not be here today without Locale. Thank you so much for the founding support. Locale continues as a sponsor here in 2025 on ScoresBroadcast.com as we commence our 20th calendar year on Scores Broadcast. Rushi, a fourth game MLK Classic winner over Tri-Village, 66-45. The Rushi Raiders play Jackson Center on the road next Friday. We've got the game for you on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tip at 7:20, airtime 6:40 p.m. This coming Friday night, Jackson Center and Rushi at the Tigers Gym. Next game for Tri-Village is Franklin Monroe on Friday, January 24th at Tri-Village. Tri-Village losing today goes to 12-2, and the Rushi win gives the Raiders a record overall now of 15-0. Rushi 15-0 on the season. We are bringing you bonus coverage here at the MLK Classic today and at the Versailles Girls MLK event tomorrow. Games are being played in rapid-fire fashion. Hope to get all of our commercials in. We're trying our best. May not get them all in completely. Very little time between games. And some of these contests are played in such fast fashion with abbreviated timeouts. In fact, in three games of the four here today, we've had short timeouts in the fourth quarter just to make subs, not extended breaks. So it's made it difficult for us to insert all of our commercials. Bonus coverage today from the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Bonus coverage tomorrow from Versailles. Don't forget, it's Rushi in Waynesville, tipping at 11:30. Bryant Billings got the call a little before 11 tomorrow morning. And then late in the afternoon, Tip off at 5:30. Airtime a little bit before 5 o'clock tomorrow as Fort Loramie takes on Bellbrook. Waynesville, by the way, is Division 5. Bellbrook is Division 3 as the Raiders girls and the Fort Loramie girls have their hands full tomorrow. Chuck McBee, Bryant Billing along in just a few minutes. Final score of our second broadcast here today, the fourth MLK Classic game here at Fort Loramie. 66-45 as the Rushi Raiders defeat the Tri-Village Patriots.